time for Kearney High School Softball on 102.7 FM and KearneyCountry.com. From the opening pitch to the final out, the Bulldog Radio Network sports team is ready to bring you the big game from Kearney, Missouri. And now, let's go to the press box for the Penrod's Greenhouse pregame show and the Bulldog Radio Network team on KPGZ.
Welcome to this playoff broadcast of Kearney High School Softball. We are coming to you live from Winnetonka High School in Kansas City, Missouri for this Class 4 District 8 tournament. Thank you for joining us on 102.7 FM for our Kearney Softball pregame show sponsored by Penrod's Greenhouse. This is Kelly Gentry, joined in the booth by Brian Watts, Executive Producer Engineer. How are you doing today, Brian?
Hey, I'm doing great. Looking forward to softball today.
Thank you for getting all this set up for us for this district tournament. Brian does a super job with that. We are also joined, as always, by Kearney softball color analyst Eric Stevens. What do you say, Eric?
Hey, Kelly. It's great to be here. Excited for district play. Excited to watch these Kearney softball girls.
It should be a good one today. This afternoon, your number one district-seeded Kearney Bulldogs will take on the 8-seed Raytown Lady Blue Jays in this opening round game of the Class 4 District 8 tournament. And, Eric, as we always do, we want to hear from you. We know that weather is one of your other hobbies. Tell us a little bit about the weather report for today.
Yeah, it absolutely is, Kelly. It's a little chillier today than what we've been accustomed to. I've actually got a jacket on out here. In the booth. So today's temperature is 61 degrees, not a cloud in the sky. Winds are coming in from the south-southwest, but you know what? I just threw a blade of grass up in the air where we're sitting, and it actually blew back toward the field. So I'm thinking it's hitting off the school here behind us and maybe blowing out just a little bit. So I think the ball will travel well today. The sun typically won't be in the eyes of the fielders. The third baseman and the left fielder might have a little bit of trouble today with the high sky. But other than that, I think the weather's going to be perfect, and it should be a great day for district softball.
I agree with that. You know, Eric, one thing for folks that haven't been here to Winnetonka High School before, this is the same location of the stadium, but they did put turf down. Apparently, we learned all of the North Kansas City School District fields got turf infields they kept the grass outfield. But we are down here in a little bit of a bowl surrounded by trees, kind of a low spot here between the high school and the forest, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. As you look around here, there's trees on all sides of the field down here in the high school behind us, and we're actually sitting down, I'll call it down in the hill itself, almost fell down walking down here on the way down. So that's what happens when you get older.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, the Kearney softball team remains the number one ranked team in the state of Missouri Class 4 and are coming off of a great win over, I'll say it's a rival, Liberty North High School on Monday night. Kearney defeated the Liberty North Eagles 1-0 in the final regular season game before we started here into district plays. We had a great pitching performance by Kate Landwee in that game, and some heads-up base running by Kearney allowed them to get the close win. I believe Brooke Paler was able to score from third on a passed ball wild pitch situation, and we know how much Coach Birchfield, Coach Remley, and the coaching staff has emphasized base running, so it definitely comes into play as we get here to the postseason especially. And Eric, I wanted to ask you, we had a really close game against Platte County, didn't go our way. The girls come back, beat a Class 5 really good Liberty North team. What do you think about creating some momentum for the girls as we head into postseason play here?
Yeah, if you kind of look at that a little deeper, I think they played Liberty North here about a month ago and had lost, I want to say, 11-2 or 11-3 in that game. And then to come back and beat them yesterday kind of shows the magnitude and fortitude of this softball team that, they're coming out and they're going to be ready to play. And I think it definitely gives them momentum coming into this district tournament, knowing that they can beat a larger class school that they lost to earlier in the year.
Absolutely. Well, as we start district play, Kearney will be attempting to win their third straight district title. Of course, if they win that, they'll advance to the state quarterfinal game to play the winner of District 7. I did peek ahead just a bit. Belton is the number one seed in the District 7 game. Do you have something about that?
Yep. I saw Belton actually got the seed, and they actually get a first-round bye. Their district isn't as large as District 8, so they'll only have to play two games. So we'll kind of see what happens from there, and hopefully we can get a home game if we can get by districts here.
That's what we would like. Not to look too far ahead, but with the girls winning a state championship 2 years ago and then a third place finish last year, it's hard not to, right?
Absolutely.
We're fans too, just like parents and the other fans. So, well, before we get too far into today's game, we did want to hear from one of our Bulldog underclassmen, Kate Stumpenhaus. Kate has done a tremendous job as a freshman starter at second base all season. Let's hear what Kate had to say about how she prepared to take on a significant role for Kearney softball as a freshman.
I mean, I've been playing club ball like since I can remember. I play for Select, and before high school ball, I was listening to all the girls on my team who were sophomores and telling me how their season was and telling me how, you know, you would have to adjust the high school pitching because it's a little bit different. So I was just listening to girls that were older than me, and I came and watched a few of their games. So just seeing all that and practicing really hard through, like, the summer and stuff and going to camps and meeting the girls really helped me out with the team.
And Kelly, you know, not only has Kate taken on that role at second base, she's performed at a high level, definitely not playing like a freshman out there. She was selected as R. Porter's Building Center Player of the Game last week after she went 3-for-3 against a very talented Black County team. Here's what Kate had to say about her approach at the plate versus the Pirates pitching last week.
Well, I was really nervous going in the box, to be honest, because the pitching, I was expecting to be a lot faster and more of a higher level than what we were seeing recently. So I was a little nervous going to the box the first time, but after my first at bat, after seeing a few pitches, I mean, I got used to it and I just shook it off and I was like, just see ball, hit ball. I had to adjust to the pitching, and I obviously, when I was warming up, like on deck before I hit and everything, I was watching her and timing her up then, so I was ready when I went into the box. But still, it's different than when you get in there and you're actually like hitting off of her. So the first pitch was a little, you know, I had to make an adjustment, but after that.
I just loved how transparent Kate was. I was a little bit nervous, you know, for that game, but she kept it pretty simple, see ball, hit ball, and we've seen how hard the girls work, even between at-bats and things like that, you know, over here, getting their swing down, even getting on a tee if they can. But as we know now, Kearney softball is the number one seed in the district tournament this year. Kearney head coach Caitlin Birchfield caught up with us after that Platte County game last week to discuss the seeding meet that was held, and ultimately that Platte County game did not have any impact on the seeding, as it was the day after the seeding had already taken place. Let's hear what Coach Birchfield had to say about that.
We had the seeding meeting on Wednesday, so obviously before this game tonight, and so it didn't really impact, and we were able to get the number one seed. So our first game is against Raytown on the 16th at 2:30 at Winnetonka. And then, you know, winner of that game moves on to Friday, I believe at 4 o'clock against whoever the winner is of the 4-5 seed.
And just as she said, we are right here at 2:30 at Winnetonka High School. And it's been great to interview Coach Birchfield all year after the games, win or lose. She's very gracious with her time. And Coach Remley helping us get the players over there as well. It's been fun to talk to those girls. And we are excited to bring you this Class 4 District 8 playoff softball game. As we know, once you get into the postseason play, it's survive and advance mode. So, Eric, that does take on a little different context for all the teams, right?
Yeah, definitely for all the teams, and especially for those three seniors out there. They know that this could be the last time that they could, you know, get to play softball at the high school level.
That's right. So it's always a lot on the line, but we know that Kearney softball has big goals on their mind. So we will take a quick break from this first round game, but stay tuned. We will have our keys to winning from Eric, our tale of the tape for today, and our starting lineups. You're listening to Kearney Softball and the Penrod's Greenhouse pregame show on the Bulldog Radio Network.
Porter's Ace is committed to helping our neighbors and our communities. And since we're in the neighborhood, we can deliver anything you need. Whether you're shopping in-store or online for what you need for your home or yard needs, we have top brands like Milwaukee, Steel, Traeger, and Benjamin Moore. In-store, curbside pickup, or delivery right to your home is available. What you need in stock with the people who know how to help, Porter's Ace in Kearney and Smithville orders, we're here to help.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Missouri Farm Bureau knows that you work hard for what you have, and they work hard to protect it with options for auto, home, life, and business. No matter what you do, what you drive, or where you live, you're covered with Missouri Farm Bureau. Jana Stevens is your Missouri Farm Bureau agent, 816-615-1812, or you can visit her office at 944 Sutton Place in Liberty. Missouri Farm Bureau, we've got Missouri covered.
The Kearney Family Chiropractic Center. Whether you're looking for relief from everyday aches and pains or looking to maintain a healthy, active lifestyle, Kearney Family Chiropractic Center can help. Dr. Mark Strathman has over 27 years of experience and treats the whole person physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Kearney Family Chiropractic Center is taking appointments now at 816-628-6738, and their website is kearneyfamilychiro.com. Experience the power of wellness at Kearney Family Chiropractic Center.
Penrod's Greenhouse for sales and service of Toro lawn care machines. Whether you're tackling a small yard or acres of land, they have the right Toro lawn equipment for you. Penrod's Greenhouse, 14820 Jesse James Farm Road, or penrodsgreenhouse.com to learn more. Penrod's, proudly serving the Kearney community since 1962.
Welcome back to Winnetonka High School in this Class 5 District 8 softball game. It's an opening round game between your hometown Kearney Bulldogs and the Raytown Lady Jays, as they say. Thank you for joining us for our Penrod's Greenhouse pregame show. Penrod's Greenhouse, 14820 Jesse James Farm Road, or visit at penrodsgreenhouse.com to learn more. Penrod's, proudly serving Kearney since 1962. And Eric, as we mentioned today, Kearney, the number one seed, wrapped that up with a tremendous regular season, earning the number one seed in this Class 5 District 8, or I should say Class 4.
Class 4, yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to move us up a class. Class 4 District 8 contest, they will be taking on the number 8 Raytown High School Lady Jays. But let's move on to our keys to winning for tonight. Coach Birchfield's keys to winning are sponsored by Green Seasons Lawn Care in Kearney. Green Seasons offers fertilization and weed control, lawn aeration, and grub and insect prevention. 816-532-0173 and on the web at greenseasonslawns.com.
Yeah, Kelly, I was able to catch up with Coach Birchfield today and take a minute out of her school day since we're a little early today, and I was able to get her keys to winning for tonight's game. Number one is efficient pitching. So she'd like to see her pitchers go out there, you know, basically throw my favorite pitch, that first pitch strike. If they do get a runner on, just work through it and continue to, you know, hit the zone, and defense behind them will ultimately help them propel to possibly win the game today. Number two, score early and score often. So she'd like to see that leadoff hitter get on base right away, and Macy's done an outstanding job. Again, her on-base percentage this year has just been amazing, Kelly. Get her on base and let your 2, 3, 4, 5 hitters drive her around as well as they typically seem to get on base very well, as you know, very often as well, and seem to score quite frequently too.
A lot of high batting averages on this team, up and down the lineup.
It's I've never seen a batting average from batter number one to batter number nine as high as what we currently have this year. Number three, bring the energy. And boy, do these girls every game bring that energy. I'm sure folks on the radio can hear them from the dugout out there on the field, the infielders talking to the pitchers. I can even hear the outfielders yelling in, encouraging their pitcher when they're out there on defense. And then, you know, even when they're on the base pass offensively, they're encouraging our batter that's up to the plate. Number four, and this one's probably pretty important today, have a good approach at the plate. And what she means by that is we're probably going to see some pitching that has maybe a little bit different than what we've seen all year, possibly a little bit slower and probably not as frequently around the plate. So we'll have to be patient. Look for our pitch. Go ahead and drive that ball when we get it. If not, you know, when we get a free pass, we get a free pass and go to first base. So, again, just a good approach there at the plate. And those were the four keys that Coach Birchfield was able to give me for today's game.
Thank you, Eric. Coach Birchfield's Keys to Winnings are sponsored by Green Seasons Lawn Care in Kearney, 816-532-0173, and on the web at greenseasonslawns.com. And, Eric, I know you may be giving Clint a call.
Yeah, I'm going to have to give Clint a quick call and have him come out and give me a measurement and figure out what he can do for my yard.
And I'll be calling him for that referral fee.
You bet, you bet.
Let's we'll skip our tail of the tape for today, and we will go to our starting lineups. Eric, what do we have for our starting lineups today?
Yeah, for your Kearney Bulldogs, starting at and leading off is number 14, your center fielder, Macy Morrow. Batting second and playing left field, number 10, Kennedy Casey. In the third spot today and playing shortstop, number 3, Brooke Paler. Batting cleanup at third base, number 8, Morgan Pennington. In the fifth spot today, your second baseman, number 13, Kate Stumpenhouse. Over at first base and batting sixth, number 15, Jocelyn Lincoln. On the mound today and batting seventh for your Kearney Bulldogs is number 11, Reagan Lucan. Behind the plate and batting eighth, number 5, Caroline Jury. And batting ninth in right field, number 20, Riley Van Emmerich. And that's the starting lineups for your Kearney Bulldogs today, Kelly.
Thank you for that, Eric. We are going to get started here about 5 minutes early in the ball game. So the number one hitter for Raytown, Mia Shorgel, also the pitcher for Raytown, steps in. As Eric mentioned, Reagan Lucan will be starting in the circle for the Bulldogs today. First pitch misses low, so one ball, no strikes here for the leadoff hitter. Going to say that pitch missed low as well, so 2-0 count.
Lucan comes in today with 10 wins, 0 losses on the year, Kelly, and she's thrown 55 innings for the Bulldogs.
Done a super job all year, has Reagan, just a sophomore. That pitch misses low as well. Pretty consistent calls here. So 3-0 to the leadoff hitter, Shorgel, who's also the pitcher for the Lady Jays.
Reagan has a 3.30 ERA on the year.
That pitch in for a strike. So 3-1. Looked like the hitter was taken all the way on that one. Reagan ready to deliver, and she does. That pitch fouled off into the trees. That one probably not coming back. That was a 53-mile-an-hour fastball by Lucan that time. With the foul ball, makes the count full here to the first batter in today's contest. Lucan delivers another foul ball out of play behind the Raytown dugout on the first base side. Count remains full.
Infield's at normal depth here. Corners are even at the bag. Outfield is shaded a little bit toward right field here to the first hitter.
Reagan has her sign. She delivers pop fly over to Kate Stumpenhouse at second base. Kate's under it and squeezes it for the first out here in the top of the first inning. Eric, we didn't get to talk about it. I did want to mention that Kearney comes in today's game with a 27-5 record. Those 27 wins are an all-time record for most wins in a season, and actually ties the state championship team of 2022. So with the win today, Kearney will set the all-time wins record in a single season. That first pitch from Lucan to catcher Savannah Young, number 25, is high. Had a lot of speed on that one. Missed high, so 1-0, no strikes.
Yeah, Lucan did a good job there on that first batter, battling back from a 3-0 count to get a pop-up there.
Good swing that time by Savannah Young. Ball is fouled down the first baseline, out of play. Reagan, that fastball in the low 50s again. We've got Brian working the gun today. Big ball hit out to left center field. Macy goes out. It hits on the bottom of the fence. Macy corrals it, throws it into second, but not in time. So Young with a stand-up double for the Lady Jays. Good piece of hitting that time. She had a good swing on that second pitch as well.
Yeah, good piece of hitting. The dimensions here at this field is a little bit shorter than what we're used to playing. We typically play around 220. Looks like it's 187 down both lines, 188 to the power alleys, and 190 to dead center.
Swing and miss strike to the shortstop, number 3 hitter, Elise Schultz.
And, Kelly, if you're familiar with Kearney's field, those dimensions are about 220 all the way around.
Reagan delivers another swing and miss strike. Count will be 0-2 on the number three hitter for the Lady Jays. Better get ready.
I'm getting ready.
Reagan ready to deliver. She does. Good pitch that time by Reagan. Schultz lays off of the outside off-speed pitch, so makes the count 1-2, 1 out here in the top of the first. Raytown with a runner at second base. Off-speed pitch is going to be fouled out of, but Jocelyn Lincoln there right in the foul territory to make the catch. So 2 outs for the Jays here in the top of the first. Good heads up by Jocelyn. That ball had a lot of spin on it looked like.
Yeah, I think Reagan actually did a real good job of kind of jamming her on that pitch, kind of hit it off the hands there and hit it straight up in the air. And Jocelyn made her way down the line. It actually drifted into foul territory, stayed with it, and made the play over there at first base.
Brings up the cleanup hitter, Charisma DeWitt, the third baseman. First pitch in for a strike. So 0-1 count here with 2 outs in the top of the first. DeWitt's the third baseman for the Blue Jays. That pitch also in for a strike, so 0-2 count. Reagan doing a good job being efficient, getting ahead of the cleanup hitter for the Lady Jays.
Yeah, she can probably throw her pitch here, maybe have her fish for one outside.
She does just that. Off-speed pitch gets a strikeout for the third out here in the top of the first inning.
That Kearney Bulldog strikeout is sponsored by Missouri Farm Bureau in Liberty. For auto, home, life, and business, you can contact Janice Stevens at 816-615-1812. Missouri Farm Bureau, we've got Missouri covered.
We will step away from the and go to the bottom of the first inning. You're listening to Kearney Softball on 102.7 FM and KearneyCountry.com, the home of Bulldog Sports.
Green Seasons Lawn Care. Green Seasons takes care of two things, your lawn and your trees. Their complete lawn and tree care solutions keep your landscape healthy and looking beautiful all season long. Green Seasons offers fertilization and weed control, lawn aeration, and grub and insect prevention. You can receive a quote for a healthier lawn at 816-532-0173 and on the web at greenseasonslawns.com. Green Seasons, making it easy to hire lawn care.
Back and live at Winnetonka High School for this Class 4 District 8 opening round game. We go to the bottom of the first inning, tied 0-0.
Stitch of the Time Spirit Shop for custom embroidery, banners, pennants, shirts, and hats. Stitch of the Time has your promotional items covered. And they also have a special deal on your Bulldog Quarterback Club for a letter jacket. Take a look at that. That's a great deal. They are located at 643 West 92 Highway in Kearney, 816-903-9595 or stitchofthetime.com.
Eric, one of the things I wanted to mention in the pregame show, too, was Kearney won their third straight conference championship by going undefeated in conference play last week, and today they start the mission to secure their third straight district title as well.
Yeah, they've done a great job the last 3 years. And Kelly, I'm also going to give a shout-out to another team that I believe won their conference title last night undefeated. That's your Kearney volleyball girls.
That's right. Yeah, Coach Cash did. It was a fun night up at the high school. Beat Smithville, which is always fun, 3-1.
Yeah, Caleb said they had a good turnout there by the student section, so it was a great night.
They did. Actually, a lot of these softball girls, Coach Birch was up there supporting the volleyball team. It's great to see that. So Kearney will be led off, by number 14 senior center fielder Macy Morrow. First pitch by Shorgel in for a strike, so 0-1 count for Macy. Good speed that time by Shorgel on that fastball. She's a left-handed pitcher, so you don't see that a whole lot either. Next pitch misses high, 1-1. Again, we're here in the bottom of the first inning, Kearney's first at-bat. No score in the ballgame. That pitch misses inside, 2-1.
Macy comes in today with an on-base percentage of .589, so she's getting on base almost 6 times out of 10, Kelly.
Yeah, and we can definitely attest to that. Off-speed pitch misses in the dirt before it got to, or should say into the turf, before it got to the plate. So 3-1 here for the center fielder, and senior Macy Morrow.
She comes in batting almost 500 at 495.
As she does often, draws a leadoff walk. So Kearney with their leadoff hitter aboard, and that'll bring up left fielder number 10, Kennedy Casey.
Casey's coming in today's game, batting 430. And she has a slugging percentage of, get this, Kelly, 634.
Wow. Kennedy, another left-handed hitter for the Bulldogs. Macy is running on the throw, head-first slide, and she needed it. Got slides in safe, so Macy with a stolen base to advance to second. Kearney with a runner in scoring position, nobody out here in the bottom of the first.
Yeah, good head-first dive, and she kind of went away from the shortstop there trying to apply the tag. If she not, she probably would have been out.
That pitch misses. First pitch was in for a strike, so evens the count. One ball, one strike. Nobody out here for Kennedy Casey, the number two hitter wearing number 10 for the Bulldogs. Kennedy pulls it over to the first base side. First baseman Jaslyn Farmer fields it, steps on the base, but it does move Macy over to third base. So good job by Kennedy advancing the runner.
Yeah, good job taking it to the basically the right side of that infield so the runner can get over to third, and brings up your leading RBI hitter on the year, Brooke Paler.
Brooke Paler, the number three hitter. She pulls one down to third base. Brooke will get an RBI. Farmer able to field the grounder and step on first. So two outs for Kearney, but they do push a run across and take the lead 1-0 here in the bottom of the first.
Yeah, I think that's what Coach Birchfield was looking for, getting that leadoff hitter all the way around the bases, getting us an early lead here on the board, 1-0 for the Bulldogs.
That's going to bring up number four hitter, third baseman Morgan Pennington. First pitch to Pennington from Shorgel, misses low, so one ball, no strikes here with two outs in the bottom of the first. Kearney up 1-0.
Pennington comes in today batting 392 with a 443 on-base percentage.
That pitch in for a strike. Fastball, Brian has it at 49 miles per hour from the circle. Evens the count 1-1. Pennington drives it down the third base line, but it will be foul. Rolls up against the fence. Count will be one ball, two strikes with two outs here in the bottom of the first. Morgan had a pretty key hit in that game yesterday, I believe, or a few days ago against Liberty North. I believe, as well. So the hits were far and few between in that game, kind of a pitcher's duel. This pitch is going to be driven a line drive just between first base and second base. So Morgan is aboard with a single to keep the first inning alive, and that'll bring up number 13, freshman second baseman Kate Stumpenhouse, or Stumpy as they call her.
Yeah, Morgan did a great job there. She went with the pitch, and you're right, she just hit it on a rope in between first and second there to get her first base hit of the game.
First pitch is driven to straightaway center field. It may be gone. It is not. Hits the fence. Kate will have a stand-up double. Good piece of hitting that time. I thought that might have been out of here, Eric, but maybe a little bit of breeze.
You know what? I think that breeze actually is blowing in a little bit from the south, even though earlier when I was throwing maybe swirling a little bit as well. As I threw the grass up earlier, it blew away from us. But, boy, that ball kind of hung up there, and the wind brought it back in. Otherwise, that would have been gone for a bomb for the Bulldogs.
I thought it was. Great piece of hitting. Gets it off of the fence. That's going to bring up Jocelyn Lincoln hitting sixth today and playing first base, as she has for the last few years for the Kearney Bulldogs. Swing and miss strike that time by Jocelyn. So 0-1 count. Kearney with runners at second and third after the Stumpenhouse double.
Lincoln comes in hitting 321 with five homers on the year, tied for the lead in home runs for the Bulldogs.
Had two on senior night. That helps out a little bit.
Yeah, that inside the Parker. I love that one.
That pitch missed outside. One ball, one strike, and two outs here in the bottom of the first. That pitch is going to be down. One ball, two strikes for Lincoln. Good opportunity here to extend the lead with a single. Pitcher Shorgel kind of shakes off the sign from the catcher. Pitch misses high, so it's going to be three balls, one strike, two outs here in the bottom of the first.
Lincoln has a chance here to, you know, basically add to her RBI total here with runners at second and third.
Shorgel with the fastball delivery. Jocelyn fouls it off. Eric, I'm just thinking they have to lose a lot of balls here into this. There's another one into the forest. It does even make the count full. Full count here with two outs in the bottom of the first. This pitch is going to miss low, so Jocelyn will draw the walk to load the bases, and that's going to bring up our pitcher hitting number seven, hitting seventh today, wearing number 11. It's going to be Reagan Lucan. Opportunity for Reagan to help herself. Right-handed hitter steps in, ready to delivery is in for a strike. 0-1 count to Lucan.
Reagan comes in hitting 286 with a 333 slugging percentage and an on-base percentage of 375.
Shorgel from the circle. That pitch way high that time. One ball, one strike. Again, two outs here with the bases loaded in the bottom of the first. Great opportunity to get a couple more runs here.
Yeah, the sophomore pitcher has a real good chance to, you know, help herself here.
She drives one to straightaway center field. That is going to be out of here. A grand slam home run for Reagan Lucan. Talk about helping yourself. That's the second time this year we've had a pitcher hit a grand slam in a game that they were pitching. So what a way to start the bottom of the first inning on the grand slam by Lucan. Kearney up just like that, 5-0.
Yeah, good job there. Hit it to dead center. As you mentioned, that wind's blowing in a little bit as my scorebook's blown away. And sure enough, she had enough to get that over that. That's about an 8 to 10-foot fence out there, Kelly. So, you know, that's probably 225, 230 that she hit that ball into the wind.
That was an absolute bomb. What a way to start the game here for your Kearney Bulldogs. That's going to bring up catcher number 5, Caroline Jury. And Jury, first pitch swinging, drives one into right field. Super job by Caroline to keep the inning going. And that's going to bring up senior right fielder, number 20, Riley Van Emmerich. We are going to have a courtesy runner for the catcher Jury. That's going to be number 12, Ashlyn Blank. Ashlyn's done a super job in that role. And also another good young hitter for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, good speed out there on the base paths here with two outs. And Van Emmerich's coming up here as our ninth hitter in the inning. She's really raised her average throughout the year. She comes in now batting 360, Kelly.
Riley also added a home run on senior night. That was a lot of fun. I think that was her first one of the season as well, if I remember right. Fact check me on that, would you?
I'm fact checking you right now.
First pitch to Riley was low, one ball, no strikes. That pitch misses outside, so 2-0. Here with two outs, Kearney able to score four runs with two outs on the grand slam home run by Lucan, up 5-0.
Yeah, that was Riley's first home run on senior night, and guess what? That was Reagan's first this year today.
Slow roller hit over to the shortstop. Good play that time by Elise Schultz, the shortstop from the Lady Jays, to get Van Emmerich out at third base. But Kearney able to take a 5-0 lead. And Eric just said it on Reagan Lucan's first home run of the season. So a tremendous way to start the district opening round today.
Oh, absolutely. Timing was perfect there, Kelly.
You're listening to Kearney Softball on 102.7 FM, the home of Bulldog Sports.
The Kearney Chamber of Commerce wants to thank you for supporting our local businesses. Kearney's friendly and authentic small town atmosphere is created by our people and our distinctive shops, restaurants, and services. Local businesses contribute to our quality of life and to the character of Kearney. Shop local, eat local, enjoy local. It takes you to start the trend. Support the local businesses who support the area where you live, work, and play.
102.7, playing all your favorite hits.
The music that I used to hear when I was little just brought the memories back. Every time I listen, it's the best.
Kearney's hometown radio station, 102.7.
And now back to the action on the Bulldog Radio Network.
Welcome back to Winnetonka High School and your Class 4 District 8 opening round game. Your Kearney Bulldogs up 5-0 after the first inning. Jaslyn Farmer, the first baseman for the Lady Jays, will lead off the top of the second. Reagan Lucan, who just helped herself with a grand slam home run. Eric told us it was her first home run of the year. perfect time to get it.
Yeah, perfect time to join the Stevens Bomb Squad.
That's right. You'll have to let her know that. First pitch, fastball fouled off into the fence here, so 0-1 count. Reagan doing a good job of staying ahead of hitters today. Farmer steps in. Second ball is going to be drilled into center field. Good piece of hitting that time by Farmer. Right to Macy Morrow, fields it on one hop, gets it into Kate at second base, but the Blue Jays have their first runner aboard here in the top of the second.
Yeah, that pitch, Kelly, came in at 54 and is right down the middle, and she just kind of went with it and drove it right out to center field and one-hopped it right to Macy. Macy did a nice job playing it right off the grass, threw it back in to limit the base runner to only a single.
This is going to bring up the number six hitter and center fielder, Mercedes Hayes. Where's number eight for the Lady Jays? First pitch, swing and miss strike. So 0-1 count. Nobody out here in the top of the second.
Bulldogs infield setting a double play depth, looking to roll one right here.
That pitch misses high and outside, so evens the count, one ball, one strike.
Reagan's staying consistently right there in the mid-50s as she needs to, you know, throughout this game.
Reagan delivers from the circle. Good piece of pitching that time. May have been a little bit of an off-speed pitch. Mercedes Hayes couldn't quite hold up on it, went around, so one ball, two strikes, nobody out.
Yeah, it definitely looked a little different, but it still came in right there at 53, Kelly.
That's in for a strike, so the second strikeout of the day for Lucan.
And that strikeout is sponsored by Missouri Farm Bureau in Liberty, Missouri. For auto, home, life, and business, you can contact Janice Stevens at 816-615-1812. Missouri Farm Bureau, we've got Missouri covered.
One out, one on here for the Jays. It's going to bring up left fielder Jemiah Holmes. That pitch in for a strike. 0-1 count here with one out in the top of the first. Kearney up 5-0.
You know, Kelly, after that first hitter, Reagan's been right there in the strike zone through the next six hitters she's faced.
Second pitch is fouled off into the fence. No balls, two strikes here with one out in the top of the second. Yeah, Reagan, she's been punishing the strike zone all year, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Her walk to strikeout ratio is like 2-1.
Reagan gets the sign from the dugout, checks her wristband. She's ready to deliver and does. Another pitch fouled off into the forest here down the first baseline at Winnetonka High School. Again, another pitch in the mid-50s there for Lucan.
Kelly, they may be sending us down to Dick's here somewhere to grab some more softballs at this pace, because I'm up to six now over there in the right side in the woods.
Well, I may have to go grab those before we leave for my daughter's team. Those are expensive.
They are expensive.
Great pitch that time by Reagan. Holmes barely able to get a piece of that one to stay alive, but it's still no balls. Two strikes, one out here in the top of the second.
Yeah, Reagan will definitely want to hit her spot here. Don't want to throw anything too good, nothing down the middle. Maybe get her to fish after one right here.
Lucan high and outside. Holmes doesn't offer at it, so one ball, two strikes. Again, the number seven hitter here for the Lady Jays, playing left field today. Lucan delivers, pitch misses just outside. Oh, there's some. Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. The batter started to walk off. Had me confused there for a second. So two balls, two strikes on Holmes.
Yeah, that was a really good pitch. Just missed a little bit on the outside corner. I'd go right back there and throw it again.
Sure did. They're going to say it misses, so that will make the count full here to the number seven hitter of the Jays. Again, Jaslyn Farmer, who led off the inning over at first base. Reagan checks the dugout for the pitch, now checks her wristband. She's ready on this full count. Delivers a fastball. Lincoln goes off of her glove. Heads up play by Kate Stumpenhouse and gets it back to Lincoln. So good team effort there and heads up play for Kearney to get the second out here in the inning. You don't see that very often.
No, you really don't. Kind of the base runner and the first baseman almost got tangled up there and it went off the glove of Jocelyn, but the second baseman Stumpenhouse, boy, she was on her game there and got that ball real quick and made the play over at first to get the runner out.
And good job by Jocelyn, hustling back to cover first base on that. So that's the second out here in the top of the first. Going to have a passed ball, got behind It was a little high, but it does allow the runner to move up. That's Farmer. She is at third base now.
Yeah, that was kind of a hard ball for Caroline to handle back there. It got away from her and allowed Farmer to advance from second to third.
Amaya Hall, the second baseman, wears number 10 for the Jays, up to bat here with two outs. That pitch in for a strike, so evens the count. One ball, one strike.
Yeah, good job coming back there after the wild pitch. Nice pitch there by Reagan. Let's go ahead and finish this out right here and leave the runner stranded over there at third.
Lucan back in there for a strike again. One ball, two strikes. Again, two outs. The Jays with a runner at third base and their number 8 hitter up to bat. Kearney up 5-0 here in the top of the second. Another swing and miss strike. Reagan's third strikeout of the day.
And that's going to be, Kelly, another Kearney Bulldog strikeout, which is sponsored by Missouri Farm Bureau in Liberty. For auto, home, life, and business, you can contact Janice Stevens at 816-615-1812. Kelly, we strand another one on base.
We'll go to the bottom of the second inning. You're listening to Kearney Softball on 102.7 FM and KearneyCountry.com.
Equity Jet is a full-service aviation management company. From aircraft acquisition, refurbishment, crew services, maintenance, and door-to-door travel service, Equity Jet gets you where you're going quickly and comfortably. Find out how Equity Jet can help streamline your jet travel needs. For more information, visit equityjet.net or call 816-804-7072. Equity Jet. Travel is more than just getting there. It's how you get there.
Hi, I'm Todd Chambliss, a fan of country music and your host for K-Todd Classic Country. Every week, K-Todd Classic Country plays the best country music from the 80s, 90s, and beyond. From people like Tim McGraw, George Strait,
Amarillo by morning,
Reba, cause the heart won't lie, and so many more. Get ready for the best country music on the radio on the next K-Todd Classic Country. Sundays at 2 p.m. on KearneyCountry.com.
Back and live at Winnetonka High School, where Kearney is up 5-0 as we head to the bottom of the second inning. They will be led off by leadoff hitter and center fielder number 14, Macy Morrow.
And Kelly, I was able to find out a very important fact about Macy. Her favorite food, McAllister's Club Sandwich.
Oh, very specific type of club.
You bet.
First pitch misses high, one ball, no strikes. Shorgle, the left-handed pitcher, pitching to the left-handed hitting Morrow. That pitch misses high as well. Two balls, no strikes. Macy, as we able to catch up with her on senior night, headed to South Dakota State next year.
Home of those Jackrabbits, Kelly.
That pitch catches the outside corner. Two balls, one strike to Macy.
Macy drew a walk in that first inning, got on base and scored.
Kearney up 5-0 here. Swing and miss strike that time by Macy. Kind of trying to slap that one down the third baseline. Evens the count. Two balls, two strikes. That pitch is going to be driven up the middle. Good stop that time by the shortstop, Schultz. They're going to say that Macy is safe. She legged it out.
Definitely did a good job of getting down that first baseline real quick. Made the shortstop hurry or throw a little bit over to first and pulled the first baseman off the bag for a good single and a good leadoff single here for the Bulldogs to start this second inning.
It's going to bring up the number 2 hitter, number 10, left fielder Kennedy Casey, also a left-handed hitter here for the Bulldogs. Kennedy drives one down left field. It's going to be out of play. So a long strike for Casey. Kearney up 5-0 here in the bottom of the second inning. Shorgle stays on to pitch for the Lady Jays of Raytown.
Fun fact about Kennedy is she's been playing softball since she was 4, Kelly.
That's a long time, right?
That is a long time.
Kennedy only a junior as well. That pitch missed. One ball, one strike to Kennedy Casey.
One of her favorite foods, chicken Alfredo.
I remember that. That pitch misses high as well. That pitch in the high 40s from Shorgel that time. And Kearney, somewhat unique. They've got three left-handed hitters at the top of their lineup.
And, you know, Kelly, another unique thing is that we've seen another left-handed pitcher here for Raytown.
Ball driven into the left center gap, and it's going to bounce one hop into the fence. Casey will be in for a stand-up double, and Morrow comes to third. So Kearney back in scoring threat here with runners at second and third. Kennedy Casey, a little unique double celebration there.
Yeah, that's the energy Coach Birchfield's looking for. And you know what, Kelly? She just went with that ball and drove it into the power alley there and, you know, basically ended up with a stand-up double out there at second base.
Super job of hitting. That's going to bring up the number three hitter and shortstop, number three, Brooke Paler. Fastball in for a ball, one ball, no strikes, nobody out here in the top of the second. Again, Kearney up 5-0, but runners on second and third.
Yeah, Brooke's nickname is the Bug. I need to find out what her favorite food is. I don't think I have that.
Well, I'm sure we'll have a chance. We could ask her dad, Andy, standing right back here.
Yeah, I'll definitely have to ask him.
That pitch fouled off, so one ball, one strike to the junior shortstop for the Bulldogs. Pitch low and away, two balls, one strike.
Brooke in her first at-bat grounded out to first base back there in the first inning.
I think she was able to add to her RBI total on that.
Yeah, she got Macy home on that ground out.
Pitch misses high, so three balls, one strike to Paler.
Yeah, definitely want to look here for a pitch for her to drive. If not, just lay off of it, and first base is open down there.
Shorgel delivers. Brooke, good swing on that one. Fouls it out of play down the third base line. So that will make it a full count. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out. Here for Paler. Swing and miss strike that time for Brooke. A little bit of a high fastball, so Brooke will strike out. That's going to bring up the third baseman, cleanup hitter, Morgan Pennington.
Yeah, she had a single and scored back in that first inning on the grand slam home run by Reagan Lucan.
First pitch swinging, Morgan drives it down the right field line, and it is fair and tailing away from the right fielder. Two runs come in to score, and Pennington will get to third. She is going to go home. She will make it for the inside the park home run. I knew that was going to be trouble. I had to lean over close to you to see if that was going to be in fair territory, and it was, and then just kept running into foul territory.
Yep, that ball looked a lot like my golf swing and golf shot off the driver. It's a hard slice, and it was slicing down that right field line, hit the grass, and then just shot right away from the right fielder out there, and it allowed Morgan to turn the motors on, and she went all the way on the bases there, Kelly, for an inside-the-park home run.
It sure did. That extends the Kearney lead after scoring those three runs to 8-0 here in the bottom of the second. And that's going to bring up second baseman number 13, Kate Stumpenhouse. First pitch to Kate is in for a strike. 0-1 count here to the number five hitter for the Bulldogs. Just that, one out here in the third.
As we learned when we interviewed her the other night, her favorite food, well, you know, as we talked about, is pineapple. And she just likes it straight. But she said she's actually going to try it on some pizza for me because, you know, I actually like pineapple pizza. It's pretty good.
We'll have to find out. One ball, one strike, one out here for Kate. Kate drives it over to the third baseman on the ground. Makes a good play that time by Charisma DeWitt. Gets Kate out at first base for the second out. And that's going to bring up our senior first baseman, number 15, Jocelyn Lincoln.
Yeah, Jocelyn back in the first inning drew a walk and then scored on the grand slam home run by Lincoln. You know, she's a four-year varsity letterman, and her goal for the season this year is to win, Kelly. And, boy, have they been winning.
Set the they've tied the all-time number of wins in a season at 27. With this win today, would break that record. Of course, they were on the team that set the record two years ago.
Yep.
First pitch was in for a strike. Second pitch misses high. Tried an off-speed pitch. Just kind of got away from Shorgel that time. So evens the count. One ball, one strike, and two outs here in the bottom of the second.
Her favorite food is steak, Kelly, just like mine.
Pitch from Shorgel misses outside. So two balls, one strike. And two outs here in the bottom of the second. Kearney up 8-0 in this Class 4 District 8 opening round game. Took a little bit off of that one, did Shorgel. Jocelyn spoils it out of play down the right field line. Deuces wild count, 2 balls, 2 strikes, and 2 outs.
Yeah, Jocelyn's advice for underclassmen, basically cherish all the memories and always have fun because it goes fast.
Jocelyn lifts one up to right field. Right fielder not able to corral it. She's going to hustle and get down to second for the double. Good hustle right out of the box. Jocelyn was running, so she will be in with a stand-up double with 2 outs.
Yeah, that was a little Texas League blooper out there over the second baseman's head, and Jocelyn took off and turned that speed on and was out there at second before they even had the ball picked up.
Super job of running as soon as she hit it. That's going to bring up our pitcher hitting seventh today, Reagan Lucan. First pitch is in for a strike, so 0-1 count to Reagan.
Reagan had that grand slam home run back in that first inning that plated four there to give us a 5-0 lead after one.
Next pitch in for a strike as well. Going to say 0-2 count here to Reagan with 2 outs. Got Jocelyn Lincoln at second base, so an opportunity to drive another one in and help herself again. That pitch misses high. 1 ball, 2 strikes to Lucan.
Yeah, good job there by Lucan. Didn't that ball, when it comes in at your eyes or above, it looks like it's so big, but you've got to hold off and not swing at it, and she did a great job up there at the plate.
Shorgel delivers. Reagan ropes another one to center field. Gets over the center fielder's head, so she will drive in Lincoln with a stand-up double. Another good piece of hitting that time by Lucan, and helps herself again to extend the Kearney lead 9-0 here in the bottom of the second.
Yeah, Kelly, when you're out there on the mound and you're rolling from the defensive side and you can get up to the plate and drive in, she's driven in 5 runs now. That's a pretty efficient day there for the pitcher Reagan Lucan.
It sure is. We will have a courtesy runner for the pitcher, so that's going to send number 27, Reese Naren, out to second base to run for Lucan. Reese has done a good job at running, and then also I've seen her play coming in relief, does a super job in the infield as well. Another one of our young and up and coming Bulldogs. Looks like we're going to have a meeting here. No change in pitcher, but we did have a timeout, so the players all got together, talked to the pitcher. Now the pitcher and catcher talking about their signs here. Now we're ready. Savannah Young catching for the Blue Jays. And that's going to bring up the number 8 hitter and catcher Caroline Jury for the Bulldogs with another RBI opportunity. First pitch fastball misses low, so 1 ball, no strikes. We do have 2 outs here in the bottom of the second, but Kearney able to add 4 runs up 9-0.
Yeah, Caroline's first at-bat, she hit a single, but unfortunately was stranded out there at first base.
That pitch misses low, so 2 balls, no strikes to Jury. Jury was able to hit one out. Was that her first home run when she hit out?
It was.
That pitch misses inside to Jury, so 3-0 count. And I think her folks were sitting by us when
they were. She was able to punch her ticket to the bomb squad as well, Kelly.
3-0 count. That pitch in for a strike. I think Caroline was taken all the way on that one. Now she'll have the green light. 3 balls, 1 strike, 2 outs here in the bottom of the second.
Caroline's favorite food is Chipotle.
Oh, Caroline hit a line drive right back off of the pitcher.
Yeah, that was a shot back into the box. I hope the pitcher's okay out there. It kind of took it off maybe the thigh or just above the knee there. So
the ball ricocheted. That was a hard hit ball, and that's one of the things that you worry about. We will take a quick break. You're listening to Kearney Softball on 102.7 FM, the home of Bulldog Sports.
Horse Ace is committed to helping our neighbors and our communities. And since we're in the neighborhood, we can deliver anything you need. Whether you're shopping in-store or online for what you need for your home or yard needs, we have top brands like Milwaukee, Steel, Traeger, and Benjamin Moore. In-store, curbside pickup, or delivery right to your home is available. What you need in stock with the people who know how to help, Porter's Ace in Kearney and Smithville, supporters, we're here to help.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This is our country.
My Dixieland
life. I'm from the country and I like it that way.
Oh, get down, turn around, go to town, boots, good boogie.
Fresh country and lots of it.
CarneyCountry.com.
Back and live from Winnetonka High School, we have an injury timeout. Caroline Jury just hit a line drive right back to the pitcher. It looks like it caught her in her left arm, which is her throwing arm. Concern was she just kind of went right to the ground, Eric, and you always get concerned about that. Again, in softball, the pitching circle is pretty close to the hitter, so that'll get on you pretty quick.
Yeah, it gets on you pretty quick. You're like, what, 45 feet or so away from the home plate and the hitter itself, and that ball comes back at 80 to 90 mile an hour. You don't have much time to move there. So
good sportsmanship here, yeah, by the fans cheering for Shorgel. She's going to stay on after some warm-up pitches. First pitch is going to be hit right back to her. She fields her position, throws Van Emmerich out at first base for the third out, but Kearney able to add four runs in the bottom of the second. They leave 9-0 as we head to the top of the third. You're listening to Kearney Softball on 102.7 FM, the home of Bulldog Sports.
Penrod's Greenhouse for sales and service of Toro lawn care machines. Whether you're tackling a small yard or acres of land, they have the right Toro lawn equipment for you. Penrod's Greenhouse, 14820 Jesse James Farm Road, or penrodsgreenhouse.com to learn more. Penrod's, proudly serving the Kearney community since 1962.
What's the only radio show that brings back the classic top-down, top 40 sound every weekend?
That Thing with Rich Chappelle.
That brings you the best hits ever and the most fun anyway.
That Thing with Rich Chappelle.
That matches up songs to each weekend's birthdays, anniversaries, and unusual holidays. And the occasional song from our rack in the back of the shack. Everybody?
That Thing with Rich Chappelle.
That Thing with Rich Appel, Sundays at noon on your hometown radio station, 102.7 KPGZ.
And now back to the action on the Bulldog Radio Network.
Back here at Winnetonka High School for this Class 4 District 8 opening round game, your Kearney Bulldogs up big, 9-0. Over the Raytown Lady Blue Jays. We head to the top of the third inning, and this will be the first at-bat for the number 9 hitter and right fielder, Nevaeh Rosenberg.
Watch the court, please.
We do have the next teams that are going to be playing in this tournament coming in. 0-2 count. Good job by Reagan Lucan. Up early on the number 9 hitter for the Jays.
Best two pitches in softball right there. Strike one and strike two.
I think you're going to like strike three, too. Swing and miss strike by Rosenberg. So it is three straight strikes there that time by Lucan.
And that's another Missouri Farm Bureau strikeout. Missouri Farm Bureau in Liberty, Missouri. For auto, home, life, and business, you can contact Janice Stevens at 816-615-1812. Missouri Farm Bureau, we've got you covered.
Super job pitching that time by Reagan. One out here in the top of the third. That's going to turn the order over for the Lady Jays. Mia Shorgel, the Raytown pitcher and leadoff hitter. First pitch high, 1-0 count here with one out in the top of the third. Kearney up 9-0.
She was a ground out over to Kate Stumpenhouse back in the first inning.
Reagan delivers, ball hit sharp over to shortstop. Brooke Paler doing a super job, feeling it on the second hop. Nice easy throw by Brooke for the second out here in the top of the third.
Want to say congratulations, Jocelyn Macy Riley, on your senior season. It's been a great ride. Keep it rolling, girls. Jocelyn, your mom and dad, Will and Zach, are so proud of you and are always cheering loud for your continued success. Go Bulldogs.
That'll bring up the number 2 hitter, catcher Savannah Young. First pitch, swing and miss strike on the fastball from Reagan Lucan.
Young had a double back in the first inning for Raytown.
Another good ball hit just over the outstretched arms of Pennington at third base. Kennedy Casey there to field it and get it into Stumpenhouse to keep the runner at first. But, yeah, Savannah Young, she's you can tell she's a good hitter. She's got a good approach, good swing. And that's going to bring up the shortstop, number two, Elise Schultz, hitting third today for the Jays. We will have a courtesy runner in for the Jays. Apologize, I do not have a name on that one.
Yeah, I don't have a number yet either, Kelly. Stitch of Time Spirit Shop for custom embroidery, banners, pennants, shirts, and hats. Stitch of the Time has your promotional items covered. And they have a special deal on letter jackets on your Bulldog Quarterback Club fundraiser card. 643 West 92 Highway in Kearney, 816-903-9595 or stitchofthetime.com.
First pitch swinging that time by Schultz. Drives it into center field. Macy Morrow able to corral it, get it into Pennington at third to keep runners at first and second. But that'll bring up the cleanup hitter, number three, Charisma DeWitt. Playing third base for the Lady Jays today. So two outs here in the top of the third. Kearney up 9-0. Lucan first pitch a little bit high. Jury corrals it, decides not to throw it to third. So the Lady Jays runners move up to second and third here with two outs, 1-0 count to the cleanup hitter, DeWitt.
Yeah, DeWitt was a strikeout victim back in the first inning to end that inning.
Reagan delivers this one, swing and miss strike, that time on the fastball, one ball, one strike.
And you talk about consistency, Kelly. She's right there, right in the mid-50s, almost on every pitch on those fastballs.
Another swing and miss strike. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that one was a little bit slower than the ones before, but still coming in right at 50 miles an hour.
One ball, two strikes, two outs here in the top of the third. Another swing and miss strike for strike three, and the third out here in the top of the third inning.
And that's another Missouri Farm Bureau strikeout. Missouri Farm Bureau in Liberty, Missouri. For auto, home, life, and business, you can contact Janice Stevens at 816-615-1812. Missouri Farm Bureau, we've got Missouri covered. Boy, Reagan's doing a great job leaving those Blue Jays stranded out there on the bases, isn't she?
She sure is. Not able to push a run across. Kearney up 9-0 as we go to the bottom of the third. You're listening to Kearney Softball on the home of Bulldog Sports.
You value choices when it comes to the products and services you bring into your home. That's why Platte Clay Electric Cooperative gives you control over the energy you use. PCEC offers members ways to save with energy efficiency rebates and demand billing. You even have the power to choose the resources used to produce your power. To learn more, visit www.pcec.coop/power. Platte Clay Electric Cooperative. Your power, your way.
Why get drowsy at work when you can hear this? And this. The sound of a great workday is on 102.7 KPGZ.
Back at Winnetonka High School for this Class 4 District 8 opening round game. Your Kearney Bulldogs ahead 9-0 as we go to the bottom of the third inning. And we will have senior center fielder and South Dakota State commit Macy Morrow leading things off again.
Yes,
she was, led off every inning?
Yes, she has. And she's gotten on base every inning.
She's done that all season. First pitch. Misses low, one ball, no strikes to number 14.
She was part of the 2023 All-State Tournament team last year for the Bulldogs.
That pitch misses low, so two balls, no strikes to Macy.
Just does an outstanding job as leadoff hitter here. Typically, you know, making the pitcher throw more than two or three pitches.
That pitch is in for a strike, so I believe it's two balls, one strike, two Morrow. There we've got it up on the scoreboard. Keep me honest, Eric.
Yeah, you're honest, Kelly.
This pitch is going to be a hard hit ball. Good job by the shortstop, Schultz gets it over to Farmer at first base for the first out here in the bottom of the third. Good hard hit ball that time by Morrow. And that's going to bring up the number two hitter, left fielder Kennedy Casey. Another left-handed hitter at the top of the lineup for the Kearney Bulldogs. Facing the left-handed pitching, Shorgel. First pitch in for a strike. 0-1 count here with one out.
Yeah, Kennedy is 1-for-2 on the day so far with a double back there in the second inning.
Shorgel delivers. Ball is going to be hit right back up the middle. Again, I think if I'm that pitcher, that was close to the pitcher again. Good base hit, good piece of hitting that time by Casey to get a runner aboard, and that's going to bring up shortstop number three, Brooke Paler. And I was thinking after that last at-bat, I think that's the first time I've ever seen Brooke strike out.
It's the first time I've seen it this year.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen that. So we saw a rare occasion here. That first pitch misses, one ball, no strikes, one out here in the bottom of the third. Kearney with a runner on first base. Pitch taken right back up the middle, and, man, that almost hit the pitcher again. It deflects off of the pitcher. They get the force out at second, and Brooke hustles down and is safe at first. But that was another ball right near the upper torso of the pitcher.
Yeah, that ball was a shot, too. I mean, it was coming back real fast. Nice play, actually, out there by the shortstop to grab it and attempt to get the double play. Didn't get it turned, fortunately, for the Bulldogs.
Two outs here in the bottom of the third inning. The umpire doing a good job going out to check on the pitcher that time. Bottom of the third inning. That's going to bring up Morgan Pennington, the third baseman for Kearney. First pitch in for a strike, so 0-1 count.
Pennington's 2-for-2 on the day with a single and then that inside the park home run in the last inning.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That was a unique one for sure. That pitch evens the count. One ball, one strike. Two outs here in the bottom of the third, and Kearney's just been making a living scoring with two outs.
Boy, they have all season long. You know, it's almost like they wait to get two outs before they start running them across the plate.
It's just another out, right?
Yep.
So that pitch misses high. Two balls, one strike to Pennington. Cleanup hitter for the Bulldogs. Morgan lifts one high to right center field. The right fielder drops it, not able to make the catch. Paler is going to come all the way from first to score. She was running, of course, with two outs on first contact. Comes in easily, and Pennington gets to second base. And that's going to bring up the number five hitter, freshman second baseman Kate Stumpenhaus.
She's 1-for-2 on the evening. Had a solid double back in the first inning.
First pitch from Shorgel. Misses low, so one ball, no strikes. And two outs here in the bottom of the third. Kearney able to push another run across to make it 10-0. Kate incidentally fouled it off, so that makes the count 1-1. I believe they've quit putting the balls in. There we go.
There we go, yeah.
Yeah. Not sure who's doing that, but we've got one ball, one strike, two outs here in the bottom of the third. Kearney up 10-0. Kate Stumpenhaus digs in from the right side of the plate. That pitch is going to be called a strike, so 1-2 count to Kate, or as they call her, Stumpy.
Favorite subjects in school is science, Kelly.
Well, not me. Kate gets on top of that one, drives it over to the shortstop. Shortstop, low throw over to Farmer, not able to dig it out, so Kate is safe. So Kearney will have runners first and third with two outs and bringing up senior first baseman Jocelyn Lincoln. Where's number 15 for the Bulldogs?
Jocelyn, one of our three seniors. She's officially 1-for-1 on the day with a walk and a single. So she's gotten on base and scored both times that she's been to the plate.
First pitch to Jocelyn, misses high. One ball, no strikes. Should say Kearney wearing the black pants, purple socks, purple and gold uniforms today. It's a good look for the Bulldogs. Jocelyn lifts one up to right field. That's going to be just fair as well. Jocelyn and the first baseman collide. Jocelyn able to get to second base, but both runners are going to come in. So Jocelyn with two RBIs on the double. Probably could have got more, but we had a bit of a collision there between the two first basemen.
Yeah, good piece hitting there by Jocelyn. Another one of those Steven slices down the line. Kind of hit the line and, again, rolled away from that right fielder. Definitely looks like my driver off the tee box.
That's going to bring up number seven hitter, Reagan Lucan. Reagan lifts one up. Second baseman not able to corral it, so Lincoln will come in and score on that as she was running with two outs. And we are going to have a courtesy runner. This time it'll be number 27, Reese Naren, coming on for the pitcher, Lucan. Kearney, let's see what I told you, Eric. Scoring all these runs with two runs, with two outs, able to go up 13-0 here in the bottom of the third.
Fun fact about Reese, her favorite class is math. And another thing I did not know, she has a twin, Kelly. I did not know
that. I think I did know that. Is she a volleyball player?
Possibly.
Okay. First pitch to Caroline. Misses. One ball, no strikes. High fastball that time. Couldn't lay off of it. Evens the count. One ball, one strike. Two outs here in the bottom of the third. Kearney with Naren aboard at first base. That pitch fouled off. Makes it one ball, two strikes.
And again, Kelly, kind of like what you predicted, all this damage is being done here with two outs.
I know the Kearney girls, they've done it all year, right? We come to expect it almost.
We plated four here with two outs.
Jury digs in. Good swing that time by Caroline. Fouls it off. There's another one into the forest.
Wait till a winner comes, and we'll go out there and pick up about 14 or 15 balls, Kelly, in about 30 seconds.
As long as there's no poison ivy down there. One ball, two strikes to Jury. This pitch low. Going to have another deuces wild count here. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Bottom of the third inning. Kearney up 13-0 with a runner aboard first base. Jury hits one over the second baseman. It'll be down. Naren rounds third. She's going to come home to score, and she will score easily. That'll make it 14-0 Bulldogs, and Caroline stayed at first base. We're going to have a courtesy runner for our catcher Jury, and that's going to be number 23, Ellie Schweitzer. Ellie also doing a good job this year in a reserve role for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, she's done a great job pinch running. Her favorite food is mac and cheese, Kelly. And, again, her favorite subject in school is math. Not one of my strong points, so if you ask me the score, I may have to use all my fingers and toes here at some point.
Well, you're going to have to use your toes in this one. 14-0 in the bottom of the third with two outs. Okay, we've got a meeting here between the umpires.
Not quite sure what we've got going on here.
Oh, maybe just getting this. I wonder if they're just getting some substitutions lined out. Coach Birchfield may be substituting. Keep an eye on that for me, Eric. Sometimes they're nice and come back and tell us. Other times they don't. So Ashlyn Blank will be coming in for Macy Morrow as the leadoff hitter and center fielder. And then Ellie Schweitzer running for the catcher. So just one substitution. Boy, that was a long time to figure that out. So we are back ready for game action here. Bottom of the third inning, and senior right fielder Riley Van Emmerich will be up. Two outs. Kearney up 14-0. We do have a runner aboard first base. Shoriel, first pitch skied up into the air. This is going to be trouble for the first baseman and second baseman. They collide. The ball rolls all the way to the fence. Schweitzer will come in to score, and Van Emmerich, they're gonna call time. Van Emmerich slides into third. But with 15 runs scored, that will be the end of the ball game as Kearney is up 15-0 at the end of the third. We will take a quick break to hear from our sponsors, but come back and join us for our Platte Clay Electric Cooperative post-game wrap-up show. You're listening to Kearney Softball on 102.7 FM, the home of Bulldog Sports.
Bree Schweitzer, Kearney's local shelter insurance agent. Her commitment continues even after the policy signed. Bree makes sure her clients get the right coverage at the right rate while providing the service people expect. Bree Schweitzer, Kearney's local shelter insurance agent, located at 100 West 92 Highway in Kearney, 816-628-2833, or email bschweitzer@shelterinsurance.com. Shelter Insurance, we're your shield, we're your shelter.
Porter's Ace is committed to helping our neighbors and our communities. And since we're in the neighborhood, we can deliver anything you need. Whether you're shopping in-store or online for what you need for your home or yard needs, we have top brands like Milwaukee, Steel, Traeger, and Benjamin Moore. In-store, curbside pickup, or delivery right to your home is available. What you need in stock with the people who know how to help, Porter's Ace in Kearney and Smithville. Porter's, we're here to help.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Equity Jet is a full-service aviation management company. From aircraft acquisition, refurbishment, crew services, maintenance, and door-to-door travel service, Equity Jet gets you where you're going quickly and comfortably. Find out how Equity Jet can help streamline your jet travel needs. For more information, visit equityjet.net or call 816-804-7072. Equity Jet. Travel is more than just getting there. It's how you get there.
The Kearney Family Chiropractic Center. Whether you're looking for relief from everyday aches and pains or looking to maintain a healthy, active lifestyle, Kearney Family Chiropractic Center can help. Dr. Mark Strathman has over 27 years of experience and treats the whole person physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Kearney Family Chiropractic Center is taking appointments now at 816-628-6738, and their website is kearneyfamilychiro.com. Experience the power of wellness at Kearney Family Chiropractic Center.
The Kearney Chamber of Commerce wants to thank you for supporting our local businesses. Kearney's friendly and authentic small town atmosphere is created by our people and our distinctive shops, restaurants, and services. Local businesses contribute to our quality of life and to the character of Kearney. Shop local, eat local, enjoy local. It takes you to start the trend. Support the local businesses who support the area where you live, work, and play.
You value choices when it comes to the products and services you bring into your home. That's why Platte Clay Electric Cooperative gives you control over the energy you use. PCEC offers members ways to save with energy efficiency rebates and demand billing. You even have the power to choose the resources used to produce your power. To learn more, visit www.pcec.coop/power. Platte Clay Electric Cooperative. Your power, your way.
What a battle for the Kearney Bulldogs. Let's recap the action with the Platte Clay Electric Cooperative post-game wrap-up. And now, back to the press box with the Bulldog Radio Network team on KPGZ.
Welcome back to the Platte Clay Electric Cooperative post-game wrap-up show. This is Kelly, joined in the booth by Eric and Brian. Let's get for our game recap. And Kearney able to win 15-0 after three innings. The game was stopped. Kearney was able to score 5 in the first, 4 in the second, 6 in the third to get the 15-0 victory here in the opening round of this district tournament. And they will advance to play the winner of Marshall versus host Winnetonka. That game will be played right after this one here. We've seen them here ready to warm up for that one. That game will be Friday afternoon. And then, of course, if Kearney wins that one, they'll come back and play on Monday for the district championship game, likely over Smithville or Platte County, which is what we're expecting.
Yeah, that's kind of what we expect. They are the
the two seed, and they're the two seed and the three seed, so we're definitely expecting to see one of those two. And I think they've split on the year, Kelly. I think Smithville's 1-1 and Platte County's 1-1, so they played twice this year, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, I think you're right. That'll be an interesting matchup. You know, we were talking about Kearney defeating Liberty North two nights ago. Platte County actually played Liberty North and lost 5-0 the very next night. So kind of, you know, just looking at common opponents like we do when we're dissecting everything. And Coach Rimley walking out with the team. They're going to have a brief team meeting, and then we will have a couple of Porter's interviews. But Eric, one of the things I was going to mention to you in these types of games, you always do the keys to winning from Coach Birchfield. I think the girls did a really good job with the things that she wanted to do. They got a lead early, was able to extend the lead a lot on two outs.
Yeah. If you look at it there in that third inning, all those runs scored with basically two outs. The first two batters, Morrow and Casey, were our outs, and everybody else after that got up and got on base and scored.
Yeah, and it's really a luxury of riches, as you said, because the when you go through the batting averages of 1 through 9, and even some of the girls, I mean, we didn't even have Alyssa Quick. She's another good hitter with a high average. I mean, you've just got high batting averages up and down the lineup, and girls doing a super job on base percentage, batting averages. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's very impressive. I'm sure it's a good problem for Coach Birchfield to have, to try to figure out how to set a lineup every day when you've got such high averages all the way from batter number 1 to batter number 9 in the Bulldogs lineup.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as we mentioned, Kearney was able to win the conference for the third straight time this season. They wrapped that up with an undefeated conference season, trying to repeat a third district title in a row here to advance to the quarterfinals. And they're off to a good start with a 15-0 win over Raytown. And I have to say, we'll have to ask Coach Birchfield about it. I mean, Raytown had some good pieces.
Yeah, they definitely had good pieces today. And Kelly, did we just break the record today for the most wins in the season?
We did. We'll have to ask Coach Birchfield about that. And who wants to go first here, Coach?
You're Morgan. Reagan gets to go last. You have to go last, Reagan.
All right. So we will start things with.
Yep. Right
there we go. We'll get you set here, Morgan. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. You ought to be doing great. 15-0 opening round game here in the district play. How'd you think things went today?
They went good. We put the ball in play, and, you know, some of their players did too, and I just think it was a good game.
It really was. Well, talk about putting the ball in play today. Morgan, you were 3-for-3. The one I wanted to ask, so one of the keys to the game that Coach Birchfield told us was to have a really good approach at the plate today. Did you have to do anything different against their left-handed pitcher, Shorgel, today?
I know she was pitching all the lefties inside, so I just set up for outside, and I crowded the plate in.
Yeah, well, that definitely worked out for you. And were you ready to run all the way around the bases on that inside the park home run that you had?
Definitely not. I thought Coach Birch said slow down, but she said, let's go, Mo. I told her we need some keywords.
So some coaching for Coach there. Well, I tell you, the way the trajectory of the ball went, you hit it hard. As soon as it hit inside the line, it just sprayed directly right, really ran away from the right fielder. But you did a good job hustling around there, and that was a big play to extend the Kearney lead.
Thank you.
So I've got to ask you, Morgan, is that your first inside the park home run in the varsity level in high school?
Yes. Birch says yes, so I think it is.
Yeah. That is awesome. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I was watching Coach Birch down there, and at first she was like holding you up, and then all of a sudden I'm seeing
you. I knew I wasn't crazy.
So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, you've done a super job over at third base too. We always like to talk to you guys about your defense, because that's the hot corner. They call it the hot corner for a reason, whether it's taking, you know, really, you know, fastballs that are hit down to you, and also having to come up and play on bunts and slap hitters and things like that. Tell us a little bit about your defensive approach from third base and what you have to do in those situations.
Slap hitters, I normally play close to the line. I tell Brooke, our shortstop, hey, I'm hugging the line, so she comes over a bit. 3-4 hole, I normally scoot back a bit because I know that they're the power of the lineup.
Yeah, yes, to get ready for something coming your way in a hurry, right?
Yeah.
So Morgan, I have some of the fun facts that I get given before each game.
And let's see if these are true.
Yeah,
we've had a couple of instances.
So tell me this one. Your favorite quote is, you better watch out. Is that right?
Yes.
And tell us a little bit about why we better watch out.
Okay, this was freshman year. Brooke went to Olive Garden, and I think they were wearing their uniforms, and the waiter said, are you guys going to stay? And Brooke just said, yep, you better watch out. I just thought that was really funny. And
that is awesome.
So you adopted it as your own.
Yep, I did. No, props to Brooke for that.
I love that. Well, congratulations on a great game. You guys will come back and play Friday afternoon against the winner of Marshall and host Winnetonka. And obviously we've seen Winnetonka play. It sounds like Coach Birchfield's going to have to do some homework here on Marshall a little bit to get you girls ready. But thank you for joining us in our post-game show. If you don't mind handing that over to Miss Reagan Lucan.
Thank you.
Thanks, Morgan. Super job. Reagan, welcome to the booth.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
Well, we wanted to tell you, first of all, super job tonight. Reagan had a super job from the circle. Let's start with that. 5 strikeouts in 3 innings, no walks, no runs, only 4 hits on the day. So gets the shutout, and Kearney wins 15-0 here in the first round of district play. So And to top that off, if that wasn't enough, Eric, right? How many RBIs did Reagan have tonight?
I have her unofficially for 5 RBIs with a grand slam home run.
Yeah, that was tremendous. A no-doubter straightaway center field. So tell us a little bit about that hit. Is that your first grand slam?
Yes, it is.
Wow, that's pretty exciting in a day that you're pitching. So you helped yourself big time.
Yeah.
Tell us about that hit. What were you looking for? Did you just find the pitch that you liked and just drove it, or what?
I knew she was going to be pitching outside from what my teammates told me, and so I was waiting to get a pitch over the plate a little bit. And when she threw it down the middle, I hit it. I swung.
Yeah, you sure did.
You absolutely crushed it.
You know, because we were talking about somebody else hit a long ball out there, and it felt like the wind kept it up, but you hit that so hard, it just drove right through the wind. So super job on that. And from the circle, I mean, that's a great night. 5 Ks, no walks, no runs, and only giving up 4 hits. What were you able to do, or what were you focused on from your pitching effort tonight?
I was just trying to hit my spots, locate in and out, and really focus on my curveball and get them to chase out of the zone is what I was thinking.
Yeah, you did a super job with that, especially, and Eric always comments when you get ahead in the count, it gives you so many more options, and you did a super job. A lot of swing and miss strikeouts. Eric was reading off our strikeout sponsor 5 or 6 times.
Yeah, we had 5 strikeouts on the night, and, you know, the first hitter you faced today, I think you went 3-2, but you still got them out. I think you started off 3 balls on her and come back and basically had her ground out on your possible 3rd strike there, so. Great job on the mound. And I don't know if Kelly's mentioned this yet or not.
But, I was getting ready to. Yeah, go right ahead.
Reagan, congratulations. You're our Porter's Building Center Player of the Game.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Reagan. Just a super job all season, actually, from the circle. So I'm curious, who got you started pitching at a young age? Have you been pitching for a long time? Because you're really steady, calm. You look like you're only a sophomore, but you look really experienced from the circle out there. Have you been pitching for a long time?
Yeah, I've been pitching since 8U, and I just started because my dad put me in the circle, and so that's how I started pitching. I've been pitching for a while.
So your dad is who we need to thank for getting you started on that, huh?
Yeah.
And then who helps you with your hitting? Is that your dad, too?
Yep.
I kind of thought that might be the case. Well, congratulations, Reagan. Keep it up the rest of the year. We will let you go join your teammates and hand it over to Kate Birchfield. But as Eric said, Reagan Lucan, our Porter's Building Center Player of the Game, tremendous performance from the circle tonight, as well. As going 3-for-3 with a grand slam home run in the second inning to help herself from the circle, Coach.
Yes.
We were a little bit surprised. Haven't seen Reagan hit a whole lot, but that was a no-doubter.
Yeah, it was. It came off that bat, and I was like, dang, that's over. I was excited for it, too, once it came off that bat.
And was that her first home run of the season
as
well?
Of the season, yes, it is.
Yeah, so Eric, we didn't mention it to her. She's another member of the Stevens Bomb Squad, so we've had like 3 or 4 players get their first home run here towards the end of the season. That's pretty cool.
It's awesome.
Well, Coach, we were talking earlier. First of all, congratulations, a 15-0 win. over the Raytown Lady Blue Jays. And one of the things that Eric and I were talking about, their pitcher, left-handed pitcher,
yeah,
pretty good pitcher. They had some good pieces. There are a couple of those hitters, Young and Schultz, had a good approach at the plate tonight. So I know it was a lopsided victory, but you got to be happy with your girls. They're
absolutely.
We've seen worse teams than that. We'll just put it that way.
Yeah, absolutely. They definitely had some really good kids on there, and you know, they made some good plays and got us out on a lot of it. And you know, we were fortunate to get the runs we were tonight with some good hitting.
Yeah, and tell us a little bit about, I mean, we've highlighted Reagan's performance on the circle, but you, as just a sophomore, and then you've got two junior pitchers. Kate had a beautiful game at Liberty North, statistically speaking, gets the 1-0 victory.
Yes.
And Alyssa Quick, tell us a little bit about your luxury of pitchers, especially when it comes to a tournament play and postseason play.
Yeah, so we definitely have options, and we try to, you know, put the kids out there that we think are going to have the most success, depending on who we play. But again, if, you know, we get in a little bit of trouble, then we, again, have options to, you know, get somebody else in there to try to close out the game or finish it strong.
Yeah, and speaking of options, Coach, offensively, boy, I would not want to be in your shoes trying to figure out how to set that lineup every week, because today when I was reading off those batting averages, 1 through 9, it's amazing.
Yeah.
So I mean, how do you do that? What do you think when you go into each game?
Yeah, I mean, we've been kind of sticking with the same thing we've been doing all season, just because it's been working. There's been a few that we've kind of like moved a little bit up and down, but for the most part, it's been working. So don't fix something that's not broken.
And speaking of not broken, I think, Coach, you may have set a record today for most wins in the season.
Yes, we did.
Yeah,
yes,
you were tied with 27. Yep. Of course, that wasn't that long ago. 2 years ago on the state championship team, that team won 27 games. Today was your 28th win of the season. So tell us a little bit about what that means to you and the program.
Yeah, so actually last year is when we broke the win record.
Oh, was it last year? Yeah, okay, the third place year. Okay.
Yeah, and then when we won state, we actually, I mean, that was a record broken, but then we broke it again for the third year in a row, which is awesome. So, yeah, it's, I mean, we're just trying to take one game at a time now, and it's district play, so that's what I keep telling them, like, you just got to keep playing your games, you know, you lose, you're done. So we're just trying to keep that momentum going forward.
Yeah, so, Coach, tell us a little bit about – I'm going to be playing the winner of this. This will be the 4-5 seed,
yes.
Correct?
So yes.
Tell us a little bit about what you're planning on for Friday afternoon, playing the winner of this game.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're just going to watch this game and kind of see what happens, and kind of after that, then we're going to kind of sit down and kind of decide what we're thinking, and kind of just really depends on, you know, what we see tonight. And we haven't seen Marshall play before, so it's a good opportunity for us to watch this game.
Yeah, I hadn't seen them be part of our district before. That's
no.
That's a pretty good drive for them. They're like 30 minutes northeast of Sedalia, so a bit of a drive for them to get over here. So, Eric, do you have anything else for Coach Birchfield tonight?
Yeah, and I'm not looking ahead, but I kind of am looking ahead past Friday. I'm looking to next Monday. I mean, chance for revenge from last week when you played Platte County, possibly. So,
yep,
again, you've got two good teams sitting there waiting for you.
Yep, I'm not going to jinx it, though. So we're just going to look to Friday first and, you know, plan for that and hopefully get that win and then move on from there. So,
yep.
Well, we highlighted it in the pregame that you're trying to win your third straight district title, but it's postseason. If you lose, you're done.
Yes.
You've got to survive in advance, the old quote for the basketball bracketologist. But congratulations, Coach, getting this opening round game under your belt, a 15-0 win over a Raytown Lady Blue Jays. Reagan Lucan from the circle able to pitch the shutout, and Kearney able to explode offensively, scoring a lot of runs with two outs tonight. Their next game will be Friday afternoon at 4 p.m. against the winner of this Winnetonka Marshall game. On behalf of Brian Watts, Eric Stevens, and the folks back at the station, this is Kelly Gentry. Thank you for joining us this afternoon for this broadcast of Kearney Softball. Come back and join us next time. Have a good afternoon, everyone.
This broadcast of Kearney High School Sports has been a production of the Bulldog Radio Network and KPGZ. in cooperation with the Kearney, Missouri School District. A special thank you goes out to the coaching staff, parents, students, and the Kearney School District administration team. We also appreciate our underwriters that make this broadcast possible. All games are saved in their entirety on our game replay page at 1027kearneymo.com/podcasts. On behalf of the KPGZ Board of Directors and staff, thank you for tuning in to this broadcast of the Bulldog Radio Network on 102.7 FM and KearneyCountry.com. Have a great evening.